So I do have one last topic that I want to bring up. And I thought it was really important. That's why I mentioned it earlier. And it's the transgender mice. So apparently mice are confused about their gender. And people are wondering, should we give them hormones or not? And I'm like, go for it. Mice deserve just as much rights as we do, especially if they're being experimented on for the betterment of our health. And that's it. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, they're not transgender mice. A lot of people are saying they're transgender mice, which is absolutely ridiculous because they're actually called transgenic mice. And if we were just calling everything transgender, then my transmission in my car is transgender too. So just letting you know.
It does change gears, though.
It does change gears. But
it's I don't understand why everything is... Just because it has the prefix trans, people lose their mind.
I know, like, it's crazy.
Transportation, we're doing away with transportation.
Because transportation, transgender people are involved.
This is a DEI right here, guys.
No more transistors.
However, I did want to say one thing. I did my research a little bit, and transgenic mice are specifically laboratory animals whose DNA have been altered by the introduction of foreign DNA, allowing research to study gene function, model human diseases, and investigate developmental processes. So really, realistically, transgenic mice is a really good thing for the human population just because it helps develop, you know, further studies in medicine, gene function, you know, how certain diseases mess with the, you know, work with certain people and certain gene pools. So it's like, it's very beneficial research, and it has nothing to do with transgender people. The fact that anyone can relate transgenic mice to transgender people is just it.
Well, they're using the classic, you know, you use the hate against trans people to get rid of this program that may potentially lose medical facilities money because
big pharma.
There's been cancer research done.
Yep.
If they find the cure for cancer, how are these poor corporations going to make money off of cancer?
Yeah, all that money off of chemo, all that money off the medicine, the surgeries, the scans, all those people lose money if we cure cancer.
But they're trans. They're trans, so... Sorry, we can't do it anymore.
I did see the actual picture of the mice. They look like they're like really fluffy. They look like fluffy cats, I guess, or whatever. But yeah.
The woolly mammoth mice. Those are cute.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Yeah.
But apparently, we got male mice dressing as girl mice, and girl mice dressing as guy mice, and. And they're needing hormones. So,
what the fuck?
We need to give it to them.
Podcast. What?
I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, it says there under the bottom we cover trans topics and trans mice. I guess
trans mice.
Somehow that got swept in there with everything else.
I couldn't help myself. I don't know if it was a news headline or something. I saw something about someone saying it literally said transgender mice. And I couldn't stop laughing because like, that's literally what the fuck?
But that wasn't targeted towards you. That was targeted towards hateful people that don't even want to read.
Yeah. Or don't know how to. So don't give them too much credit. But that's all I really wanted to bring up with that. I just kind of wanted to lay it out. Like, here's what that actually means. Stop getting
transgenic.
Hung up. Yeah, stop getting hung up on the word trans. Y'all were really hated me when I was younger because you just heard what I referred to as my transmission on my 5-speed manual car.
We got to do away with the transatlantic orchestra. Or no, the trans-Siberian orchestra. Are we going to boycott the...
It has the word trans in it.
Has the words they're all trans. The entire orchestra is trans.
So is the Trans Am, that car, the American classic, is that meant for trans people? That are
no,
trans...
we drive...
Is the movie Transformers and the toy Transformers, or is that meant for trans people? Because it can transform into a car?
I'm pretty sure Subarus are still for trans people.
Ooh, right? If I were to transform into a car, I would be a Subaru. I'd be a Subaru. Be a nice WRX.
Do we have any other topics to go over?
No, that was kind of the last one. Unless anyone in the chat has anything they want to ask us. Or...
Yeah, chat, are you even still there?
Gonzo?
Bri,
are you still there?
Crickets.
Oh, yeah. Okay, screw that. I wouldn't be a Subaru. I'd be an R34 Skyline.
You'd be a hybrid.
I'd be able to transform into all kinds of cars, you know? Let's be real. I'm transgender. I can transform into anything.
Subaru.
Subaru.
Subaru. Subaru. Subaru.